When we talk about the candle of joy, we're talking about the joy that Almighty God had promised that one day would come. Now, folks, I want you to really get this. I want us to understand the importance of the coming of the Son of God. All history prior to the coming of Jesus, all history prior to that, all your prophets, everything going on before, don't care how far it went back, focused on the day when God would come and be a part of us on earth. All the teachings pointed to the coming Messiah. And in that day, we were to understand that God would pour out such a blessing on his creation, because he was pouring out the blessing of grace, meaning count your blessings, certainly for the day when the Lord has come. Count your blessings that you and I were born during the generation of the church. Now, the first coming of Christ ushered in what you and I call the New Testament. It ushered in the completion of the law of the old, ushering in the greatness, goodness, and love of Almighty God to forgive whosoever will. It did not matter what their background was. It did not matter what they had in their past. But the day of freedom has come. It came some 2,000 years ago in a manger. It was the Word of God incarnate, God Emmanuel, God with us. It's the focus of, I want all generations in the future to understand that one day I will come, and I will come through love. Be joyous, because in that stable, a baby boy was born. And that baby boy was the ultimate power of the Word of Almighty God, and in fact, God incarnate. Now, why would we not be joyous for such a gift? Why would we not accept such a gift of grace, of love, of peace? I have come to bring peace. I have come to give you great joy. I have come to be light in the darkness. And I've come within you, one of the darkest places you and I will walk. It's when we look within inside ourselves, when we notice inside of us, in memory, in mind, in a daily walk, so many places within inside of us are dark. Pain around every corner, suffering, heartbreak, problems that we think nobody else would even come close to dealing with. And yet, in each individual, there is that dark place. Multiple dark spots within our mind. And Jesus says, I'm coming. And when I come, which is during our generation, the church age, 2,000 years ago, he said, I want you to know that I'm fulfilling it all, and the only other prophecy to be fulfilled when I come will me being coming back the second time. Yet when I come to earth the second time, I will not enter earth as a suffering servant, but I will enter the heart, the being, the physical earth. I am coming as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But I've already come for you. I've come so that you can have peace. I'm come so that the joy of life that I plan for you will become real within your mind, within your heart, within your actions. I come because I love you. The gospel of Jesus Christ focuses on the good news, people. Good news. There is a hell? Yes. You don't have to go there. Good news. There is someone that I can turn to where a lot of the darkness inside of me can be dissolved through the light of God. Yes, he's called the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says, I've come to give you peace. And whosoever will come to me, I will grant that peace. And then you will not have to be afraid of walking in any room within your mind. Some of those doors we have locked because we're afraid to go in there. We're afraid that we will truly see the vileness of that part of us. So we want to pass by. The gift on that first Christmas came direct from God Himself. And God says, here's the light of all that exists. Welcome, my baby boy. And as Jesus coming into the world out of pure love, strong heart, a gift direct from God Himself, in fact, us understanding baby Jesus would grow to be our deliverer. But from the first breath he took, he ushered in the day of grace. So you and I, we have witnessed through Scripture and other writings for some 2,000 years that God loves us. God loves us so much, he wanted to extend us joy. Well, what's the most joyous personality in your life as a human being? Is it not you bring a baby in this church and I mean there is gooing and awing all over this place? Why? Because there's a precious new life, a baby girl, a baby boy. And God says, listen to my voice inside of you. I love you so much. I'm going to give you my son, my only begotten son. And I'm giving you my son knowing this, that at a point in his life, you will mock him, you will torture him, you will say all manner of evil against him, you will do all you can to bring harm to my precious gift I'm giving to you. And God says, I know what's coming. And he sent his son anyway. Do we not call that love? Would we not call that the most joyous time of all creation when Almighty God steps in and says, that's enough? Satan, you've won long enough. And God says, I give to each one of you not just a light, the light, the light. Now, the light of God is the light. There's no light greater. There's no light, laser beam, anything else that can penetrate more powerful than the light of Almighty God. And God says, not only am I giving you my son, and I will stand back as I watch you do all manner of evil against him, my son is going to pay your debt. My son is going to take on a cross one day all your sins. And my son is going to give you a great message. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You kill the body, and my Holy Spirit will dwell in the heart. That means we're the offspring. We are the family of God. That's just not a song. We are the family of God. Jesus gave it all, and every bit of it began with love. Now, here's something I want you to understand about love. True love never ends. Without love, within your heart, you will emotionally collapse. And once you do that, the physical part will begin to pull you down. And God says, I want you to wake up and look at something. Those of us living in the 21st century, God's message has not changed. He doesn't say one day you're going to be paupers, one day you're going to be destroyed. He says, any day you call on my name, I will be there. I will lift you up. I will feed you. I will touch you. I will give you my strength. You can't stand on your own strength. I will indwell you and give you my strength. It's a gift. Merry Christmas. What a package. And as God looks at us, only you can answer as an individual. What does he see? Does he see a heart that is accepting his gift? Can you imagine getting such an awesome gift, a present? Knowing what's in that package is the ultimate love. It's something that you look for and heard about for your whole life. Where you can have peace right in the middle of turmoil. Where when they're looking at you saying, I'm going to kill you, you can smile because you got the gift. That gift of eternal light is a gift of eternal love. How can anyone take from me what man never gave me? How can anyone take from you a gift so precious? But think, what happened? And why so many people refuse to open the gift. What's right there in that package? Yep, that little manger there. That's a gift of peace, all wrapped up, handed to you by God himself. And you take it and say, I appreciate that, God. And you set it over in a corner. That doesn't sound to me like appreciation. That doesn't sound to God like appreciation of what he has done for us in our life. Have we fallen so far that we no longer see the light? As light travels, it penetrates. But no light can penetrate to the depth of the light of God. And as that light penetrates into your heart and mind, are we going to cover up the light for the pleasures of a moment? Are we going to cover up the hope that our families, our grandkids, all those we love so much, including all the other grandkids, because we are all a part of the family of God? Are we going to cover up such a gift that you and I no longer weep at the hurt of our fellow man? That we no longer seem to find a tear in our heart for someone that we do not personally know? See, I didn't know Jesus first. He knew me. And I'm in the generation just like you are. The generation of nothing but pure love giving. Well, the world has got us down. Why, it's strange. I thought Jesus said that he was given all power, heaven and earth. That he's in control. Perhaps maybe when we opened that gift, could we might have put the top back on it for certain periods of our life? Hear the word of Almighty God. Take off the top. Stand up and be counted. For the day of judgment is at hand. Christians do not worry about judgment because of that first gift direct from God. Christians can no longer be judged. Once Jesus came into our heart, our salvation is secure. So don't get into all of this foolish stuff. He's saved today, lost tomorrow. All I can say to you, if that's the God you're following the wrong God. Because I understand God's word to say that I'm saved to the uttermost. Everlasting love by God cannot be taken away by man. So if we know that, why do we not stand up and proclaim, thus saith the Lord thy God, yes, all manner of hell's going to come against you. All evil that Satan can dig up is coming straight at you. But fear not. Jesus said that a lot, didn't he? Fear not, for I am with you. Can you not think or imagine within our own mind what a great blessing it's going to be so condemned because we use the name Jesus? Well, you know, there's a higher power. Well, let me introduce you to that higher power. His name is Jesus, the Son of Almighty God. Here's something you may not know or may not have closely looked at. When Jesus was walking with his disciples were first called Christian at Antioch, around Syria, Turkey. Around Antioch, they were first called Christians. Did you know that none of them called each other Christian? Did you know that Jesus never called his followers Christians? Brothers, sisters, saints? Never called them Christians. Do you know who called them Christians? The pagans at Antioch. It was a put down. Oh, remember? Can anything good come from Nazareth? To be called a Nazarene would have been to be called a despicable individual. And once again, the pagan world said, oh, they're Christians. What has God done? He's taken what they called evil, the cross, and God has made it our rallying point. The cross, where Jesus, the Son of Almighty God, took all the heat for us. You got it? All the heat. Even the heat of hell can't mess with us. You want to get them excited, tell Jesus on them. But you got to know him first. You got to know him first. And they said, despicable Christians. What do we say today? I'm a Christian. Has not God glorified it? And yet, what does the world say about Christians today? Well, look at the targets of the Islamic terrorists. They've all got a cross on them. Wonder why so many people's afraid of Jesus. And if that cross has no meaning, wonder why they don't like it. Wonder why the world keeps wanting and thinking that they can take from us the greatest gift we've ever received, a baby in a manger. They tried to kill him when he walked on earth, but they couldn't. Satan knows that you and I will be with our Lord soon. And he cannot do anything to you in your new nature, Christian. He's not going to mess with the nature of Christ. That nature kicked him out of heaven once. He knows better. But he will tag on to your old nature of hatred, bitterness, deceit, the world, just to keep you from saying Jesus. So if all hell fears Jesus' name that greatly, don't you think that we need to be using his name a little more? For there's power in the name Jesus. There's power in the blood of who? Jesus. There is power in the holy word of Almighty God, which is the voice of God, the breath of God, the Son of God, all tied in together to let us know, I will fight your battles for you. Count it as I've already won. The darkness within your heart, within that mind, within the rooms, within our being, you can turn to light. For light will drive out darkness. And the light of the world has come. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings that only you can give us. For the truth, dear Heavenly Father, that came from that first Christian Christmas morn. We thank you for Jesus. And Lord, we lift now to you, a nation that's close to ruins. Father, we lift to you our church family. We belong to you. as we lift each one to you, Father. I pray that you will give us the courage and the boldness to never hide your gift when we're out within the world, but glorify your name through your Son. Forgive us for so many failures. Father, now, let your light shine as we prepare our hearts and our minds to proclaim loudly and clearly, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. We ask that blessing on each one in Jesus' name. Amen.